Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves, you're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry, the Bahamas and USA.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Well, it's an off-season clan chat, and delighted to welcome back for a second year in purple, Austin Mitchell King. The signing news went out last night, AMK. Are you excited to be back in the land of purple?
I can't wait. It's going to be a good season. I can feel it.
Certainly, we work hard to get these clan chats together. And what people at home won't know is we've been trying to do this for about 18 hours with different connection issues, different device issues.
Yeah, so we're running
quite
on no
happy
sleep
to be
right
talking
now.
To each other right now because, yeah, it's been a bit of a struggle to get us both on the same tech page. But let's just talk about last season. I mean, what was the highlight? I mean, getting to the Final Four was a highlight. But for you personally, what was the highlight of your first season as a full-time EIHLer?
I mean, making that Final Four weekend was definitely a highlight. I think for a personal standpoint, I'd probably say scoring my first goal. That's always going to be a highlight in my life. So I'd probably say scoring that goal was definitely my highlight of the season, personally.
Are you looking? Are you on social media a lot? I don't go on social media as much as I used to, but you certainly see the signings from around the league, and we certainly are aware in the management group about the signings we're making. But are you kind of looking at the social media and going, "Oh, good, Tristan Langen back. Oh, good, Mick Messner's back." Are you getting excited to see the sort of the returnees for next season?
Absolutely. I mean, it's the starting point for a great team that. When you've got Mick Messner who can shoot the puck at a million miles an hour, and you've got Langer who is just an absolute workhorse, and obviously the rest of the signings that Zach and Mike have been making so far is definitely a good core structure to hopefully a championship winning side.
It's certainly early days, but I think we're kind of ahead of where we were in past seasons to kind of get that core back. And obviously you would have learned a lot last season from the likes of a Sidorov or a Saigo. So having the captain and the captain of defense back, was that important on your decision-making as well?
Absolutely. I mean, I think Devin texted me, it must have been last week, saying, "Have you re-signed yet, bud? Like, what's going on?" So it's definitely nice to get these messages off Devin and Steve as well. He's just one of the best defensemen in the league, and he's got so much experience from around Europe and North America. So having those two guys leading the way is massive.
And certainly the Brit Corps, because of you putting ink to paper, is coming along nicely. Were you talking to your good buddy Lacko and, of course, Forbesy? I mean, they kind of beat you to the signing news.
Yeah.
But are you happy to have those guys back as well?
Absolutely. I mean, they definitely played a big part in me signing back. And I've grown a lot closer with all the Brits this year, with this past season. So to be able to walk back into the dressing room in August and sit alongside those guys again is definitely a big bonus.
Think back to the international break, because it's very apropos. Obviously, we're in the middle of the IIHF World Championships right now, and you and I just talked about the Hungary game last night. Maybe we'll get onto that in a minute. But think back to the international break. You pull on that GB jersey. I mean, you were a standout for GB at under 20 level. You know, that year you played 5 games in D2A. You had 3 goals and 2 assists. But in the international break as a senior, was there a highlight of wearing the GB jersey at senior level? Think back a couple of months there.
Absolutely. I mean, being able to play for the national team at the men's level, no matter if it's just some friendly games or whether it's a, World Championship like it is at the moment, it's always going to be a special moment. And to be able to do that alongside my brother as well was pretty cool.
Yeah, Rhodes, Mitchell King, your brother. I mean, yeah, like whenever you make a national team or make any team for that matter, but to share the stage with your brother, did you have any competitive chats before? Like, you know, I'm going to play better than you, or is it just like so supportive in that household?
So supportive. There was no competition there. We even shared a room as well in Edinburgh, so it was nice to come back after a game and sort of maybe watch the Instat back together and sort of, yeah, I mean, relive the moments that that we just shared on the ice together.
I've got to spend a little bit of time with your family in the Clansman Lounge before games and stuff, and they're so proud of you guys. What was it like to have family watching you play in Edinburgh with the GB jersey on?
It was quite surreal, to be honest. I mean, you couldn't really ask for much more than playing for your national team with your parents watching on as well, playing alongside your brother. So, definitely a very special moment in my life, and I'll definitely never forget that.
And I know that you watched the Hungary game, but have you kind of been watching the men's squad over there in Switzerland thus far, the previous games as well?
Yeah. I didn't manage to catch much of the first game. But I watched the USA game, and I watched the game last night as well. So obviously got a lot of friends and teammates on that GB team. So it's nice to see them representing the country.
Tough result against Hungary. And you think back to Budapest all those years ago, the goal to go up from Robert Farmer and all that. It's, you know, every dog has its day. Unfortunately, last night, I think Hungary wanted it more. There's still four games to go, but that's a really tough level of hockey, isn't it, when you get to that top flight?
Absolutely. That's sort of some of the best hockey that's going to be played in the world. There's a reason why there's NHL players playing in that tournament. So, yeah, it's definitely very extremely high level that they're playing at. And they did well against the USA, I thought. Maybe not so much last night, but everyone has their off days though, don't they?
Well, we wish the guys all the best. It's my first miss of the World Championships, I think, in 16 or 17 years, barring that COVID year. And such is the world of television rights and, you know, Premier Sports and Free Sports have covered every tournament. So I'm missing it too. And I certainly have fond memories of that that game against Hungary all those years ago in Budapest. I've never felt a building moving so much when it looked like Hungary was going to go up and win gold. And I never felt the air rush out of a building as much when Robert Farmer scored that goal to make sure GB was going up.
Yeah.
It was a tale of two buildings within about 20 seconds.
Yeah.
You've been very lucky this year, because let's be honest, the GB Barmy Army are some of the best international hockey fans. So you've played in front of those guys and girls in Edinburgh, wearing the GB jersey, and you've played in front of the Purple Army, who are as passionate as any EIHL fan base. So talk about both sets of fans and sort of the highlights of playing in front of like really passionate hockey fans.
I mean, I think I was quite lucky to be selected to play in the Edinburgh international break, especially in front of that home crowd and in such a, I'd say, iconic building such as Murrayfield. That was a pretty cool moment. And then as for the Purple Army, they're just something else. You could sort of see that sort of summed up into one weekend at the playoff weekend when they did the march, and they were the noisiest fans out of the whole arena in Nottingham. And even when we weren't playing, they were still making a lot of noise. So, definitely the best fan base in the league. And they've just proved it.
I mean, that march through the streets of Nottingham, I've asked everyone who's done a clan chat, Sarant, everyone, Sid, and it really was a surreal moment, but a special moment. It just goes to show the passion of the Purple Army. I mean, could you even see yourself going anywhere else? Because I'm sure there were other offers, but you're thinking, you know what, like, it's a good arena, it's a good city, and boy, oh boy, do the fans get behind you. Was that a big part too? Because the fans do play a part.
Absolutely. I mean, it was sort of a no-brainer for me. And especially now that I've learned the language, there was no point going anywhere else.
Well, I'm sure. And you know what? You, Forbes, and I had a nice chat on the Sunday after the playoff final weekend. And we had a great chat. And, you know, there were partners and girlfriends, all that sort of stuff. Families were there, and we had a great chat about the weekend as a whole and how the next step when that happens, and it will happen. Just imagine the joy with those fans. So was that also, you want to be a part of that, right? You don't want to leave a good party for another party. You want to be a part of the good party and keep on going.
No, exactly. And especially the way we finished last year. Yes, we didn't make it to the final, but that's just unfinished business, I believe. So, and especially with this, the signings that have been made so far, it's looking like we're going to have a strong season.
I've asked a few of the guys, the players WhatsApp group private, you guys have your own thing going on there, but has that been kind of popping off when the signings are happening and guys trying to give each other a bit of slagging about, come on, let's get this done? Because that was a really tight group last year, wasn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we talk about in the group chat. I talk to Forbesy quite a lot and Lacko, and we're all very excited to see the signings that are being made and the re-signings, obviously. And we're all very much looking forward to starting the season, starting pre-season and getting going again.
What does the off-season look like for you? I mean, we did a clan chat last year and you had exams and you had study and you had all sort of your engineering stuff going on.
Yeah.
How did that go? And now with maybe a little bit of breathing room from that, like, what does the off-season look like for you going into year two in Glasgow?
Well, it went very well last year, actually. I came out of uni with the degree I wanted, so the hard work paid off in that sense. This summer, a bit more relaxed start to the summer. I actually just got back from Morocco last week playing golf, so that was fun catching up with some old buddies playing golf out there. But getting back in the gym, getting back on the ice over the next couple of weeks and getting ready for the new season.
I mean, playing golf in Morocco, I've said to a few guys, Brady Riss told me he had a pinch me moment when he was sitting on the beach in Portugal going, my life is pretty good. I get to travel, play hockey and see cool places and meet cool people. Are you in Morocco golfing with your buddies going, you know, the director of hockey, Zach, is on to me. My agent's on to me. This is pretty good. I'm playing golf and I've got a chance to go back and play where I want to play.
Absolutely. I couldn't really ask for anything else, especially when a lot of my the guys that I went with have got to go back to 9-to-5 jobs when they got back from Morocco. So I was there sitting, oh, I don't have to worry about any of that sort of thing. I'm secure for next season sort of thing. So yeah, it was a nice feeling to have, definitely. I know the other guys were very jealous of it.
Well, congratulations on your exam results and your degree, because I know that you were really putting in the hard yards. And I believe Rhodes was really deep into the studies at that point. How did he get on?
So he's finishing up his degree at the moment, actually. He's doing what I was last year, and he's doing his exams right now. So hopefully in a few weeks' time, he'll be able to say the same thing.
Well, good luck to Rhodes and congratulations to you. It's a great point, isn't it? You're playing golf in Morocco and the guys are going, oh, you get to go back and go to the gym and I've got to go into the office.
Yeah.
Did you get a chance to play any of the really cool Scottish golf courses last year? Did you get out to St. Andrews or any of the sort of dream golf courses?
Yeah. We played quite a few, actually. Forbesy and Rob are both into their golf. Risky as well. A lot of the guys on the team were keen to go around different places around Scotland and play these nice courses. So, yeah, definitely got about some different nice courses, yeah.
Who considers themselves to be, don't tell me who the best golfer is, who considers themselves to be the best golfer amongst that group?
Cade, 100% Cade considers himself to be the best one. He's not, but he definitely considers himself to be.
I would have thought Lacko, because Lacko is quiet, but I know he's good at the golf. So
yeah.
Obviously, if he's one of those guys that can maybe make side bets and all that, I'd say he probably has surprised some of the imports over the years.
Yeah, Lacko's a great golfer. I'm sure, yeah. He's very chilled. He takes a very relaxed side to things like he does with everything, really. But golf is no exception to that sort of mindset for Lacko.
I mean, that's a great point, because leadership comes in different ways, and Lacko is certainly a leader, and he's obviously in Switzerland right now. He's made another GB team, just played his 1,000th pro game.
Yep.
So you look at him and go, he's pretty chilled out, and he has that approach to games or golf or training. More intense guys in the room. As a young player, are you sort of looking around the room and taking little bits? Because I know Forbes, he said last year, he really thought about how he wanted to be in the dressing room last season, because he was moving into that not older group, but he was still, you know, he was coming back for another year and he's becoming a veteran. Do you look around the room and take different attributes from leadership and preparation from pretty well everyone around you?
Absolutely. I mean, last year we had a great example of all sorts of individual leaderships, I suppose you could call it. You've got guys that sort of just get by and do their own thing and make sure they're personally ready for every training session and every game. And then you've got guys like Blacko who sort of take sort of a more relaxed side to preparation. But yeah, no, I take snippets of all sorts of different routines and sort of learning my trade and finding out what works for me based off a lot of the other guys in the room and what they do. So yeah, definitely influenced by a lot of the guys on the team.
Think back to 2 years ago in Peterborough, 21 goals, 18 assists, a really successful season. And then, you know, the Clan come a calling. They want you to, like you had, you know, had some EIHL appearances, but they want you to become a full EIHL player, full-time EIHL player. Was that another moment you think back to as, like you said, like your first goal, something you'll always remember?
Yeah, it was definitely a goal to do that. It was definitely an ambition that I had once I'd finished unis to try and see how far I can go, I suppose. And that was definitely the first stepping stone to hopefully making it a long career. So, definitely a good memory to have. And signing that first contract as well was huge. So, I can only thank Corey for that.
Do you look at this offseason as a bit of a turning point as well? Because you had a good season last year and you used your size and strength. And there were a couple of games where I remember you going to the net going, yep, he's in that mode. Do you look at it as maybe this summer getting a little bit stronger as a young guy? You've got that experience under your belt and now you know what you need to go away and work on?
Yeah, absolutely. The first year was a massive learning curve for me. So now this summer I need to make sure that I'm ready to sort of embrace that sort of role next season and really hopefully try and prove myself.
I mean, the NIHL is good hockey, but was it really like one of those moments where you teach yourself, I don't have as much time and space, and when I go to the net, I've got to be moving at top speed? Is it sort of, like you said, it's a learning curve, but it's definitely something that you took in your stride. So what were the main differences, I guess, from making the jump up?
Speed is, for one, is probably the main difference, just how quickly everything happens, not just how fast you skate, how fast the puck's moving, how fast you've got a guy on top of you, how fast you've got to pick your head up in every situation. So speed is definitely the main difference, I'd say, between the two leagues. And then you've got players that are able to make all sorts of different plays, so you've got to just expect the unexpected. The hockey IQ from the guys in this league is next level, so you've got to make sure that you're in the right positions all the time, sort of knowing what you're going to do before you get the puck so that you can make that play as soon as you get the puck. So so it's all about reading the game at a much faster level.
Well, the great news is you mentioned hockey IQ. I made a couple of jokes with you last year when you were doing your studies. You're probably had the highest IQ in the dressing room as far as like you were dialed into studying and doing your exams. So, you know, it'll translate across to hockey IQ. Now that the exams are over, though, do you also feel like, okay, now I can really throw myself into this? Because you were at a different point last year when you were, you know, trying to study and work out.
Yeah. So I can focus on it now, which is huge. I can put a lot more time into doing my workouts and making sure that I'm prepared for when the preseason comes around. So, definitely a big factor that's going to be different this summer.
Think back to the Final Four weekend. You're going, okay, this team hasn't been here in 12 years or whatever it was, and maybe just fell short, but you still won the last game of the year. You go off into the summer. Did it leave you wanting a lot more? Because I know management, ownership, fans, the players I've talked to are like, this is just the beginning. So you think back to it and go, I've come in here, I've finished my studies, and now I can really throw myself in to help myself and the team get to the next phase. Is that something that really excites you as you get ready to go back into the gym and get back on the ice?
Yeah. I mean, we've got a taster for the Final Four weekend now, so I'm sure the returning guys are going to want that feeling again, and we just make sure that we we go all the way next time. I think we can be proud of ourselves for knocking out Belfast and giving Cardiff a good game, and then obviously winning the third and fourth game. But yeah, it's to make the finals the next step, and then to win the final, anything can happen in these sort of games. So yeah, definitely just a little taste that we got from last season.
So you've been to Morocco to golf. You obviously enjoy your golf. What else are you looking forward to this summer other than the gym and being on the ice? Is there any holidays or any family time that you're looking forward to?
Yeah, being able to spend time with my girlfriend and her family and my family as well. So being away from them from most of the season, I can sort of catch up on that sort of time that I missed during the season. But yeah, I've got another holiday planned in July. With my girlfriend, so that'll be good. And then I'm going away for a few days with my family as well, so some definitely some quality time to be spent with those guys.
Oh, magnificent and well deserved, of course. When you think about Glasgow as a city, did you know it much before you signed? And obviously you would have followed Laco and Forbes to different restaurants. They had a little bit of experience with that. Is Glasgow as a city, has it been like a lovely surprise for you? There's a lot to see and do. And aside from golf, was there anything you enjoyed in Glasgow?
Yeah, I mean, Glasgow's a great city. Really enjoyed my time in the city. And when we got out to eat at different restaurants, or we went to a few different like bars, such as flight clubs, that's always good fun. You've got all types of different entertainment that you can go and see in Glasgow. So yeah, no, really enjoyed my time, and I'm sure we'll still be going to new restaurants and et cetera next season as well. So that's the thing. You've always got something new to try in this city. So
I was over in Glasgow last week to meet up with Zach and some of the management team and all that sort of stuff. And I've been going there for three years, right? And I still find different things to do. It really is one of the, I think, look, we're biased, but I think it's the best city on the circuit, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very good. Very good. And then if you ever get bored of Glasgow, then you've just got Edinburgh an hour away. So it's ideal.
As you get ready for the gym, the on-ice training, some time with family, the trip with your partner and all that, do you have a message for the Purple Army heading into the summer? Because the social media world we live in, they want 2-3 signings every day. They want to know everything that's going on. We're kind of ahead of schedule with our signings. But do you have a mention or a message for the Purple Army as we head into the off-season and the sort of dog days of summer?
I'd say just, when we're back on the ice, bring the noise that you were bringing towards the end of last season. I mean, the atmosphere that we played in, especially in that Belfast second leg, was amazing. Honestly, some of the best atmosphere I've ever played in. So bring the noise, and we're just as excited for the new season as all the fans are. So, yeah, that's all I've got.
Well, I think that's a lovely way to finish up our clan chat. After several days of technical issues and audio issues, we've finally made it happen. So, Austin Mitchell-King, enjoy the rest of your summer. I'm looking forward to seeing you in Glasgow in a few months' time. Be safe, and best of luck with your off-season preparations and all the time with your family.
Thank you. You too.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or Die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.